4th.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's one of the biggest heists in Los Angeles history, and it happened over Easter with no one noticing.
It's like something out of a movie. Law enforcement sources are telling ABC News burglars broke into a secure building belonging to a company that handles cash. They got in through the roof, somehow bypassing alarms, and got into the vault and stole tens of millions of dollars on Easter Sunday. They got out in a sophisticated operation without anybody noticing. Nobody noticed it until Monday morning. Now the FBI and LAPD are on the case. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
President Biden and Israel's Netanyahu will talk today in the wake of the ostensibly mistaken airstrike in Gaza that killed 7 international aid workers. There was no winner of Wednesday's 10-figure Powerball jackpot. The big prize swells to just under $1.2 billion for the Saturday night drawing. This is ABC News. Oklahoma's Supreme Court not providing a timeline for when it will decide the fate of a lawsuit on the Tulsa race massacre of 1921.
Lessie Benningfield Randall and Viola Ford Fletcher, both 109, are seeking a detailed accounting of the property and wealth that was destroyed in the massacre, the construction of a hospital in North Tulsa, and a victim compensation fund. Oklahoma's highest court is to decide whether the women's lawsuit against the city and county of Tulsa can move forward.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Kanye West's issues are causing him more legal trouble.
Accused of severe discrimination, harassment, and retaliation in a new lawsuit, a former employee at his Donda Academy private school says Ye would scream at and berate black employees, while never even raising his tone towards white staff. The rapper's also accused of making anti-Semitic remarks in front of some of the kids, spewing hate speech, and wanting to shave kids' heads and lock them in cages. The plaintiff, Trevor Phillips, is seeking $35,000. No response so far from Ye.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
For today, a high of 43 with a few flurries early on today. North winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Thursday night, clearing off and frosty with a low of 26. Friday, plenty of sunshine and pleasant, a high of 47. Saturday, sunny and more seasonal, a high of 52. And Sunday, 47 with scattered showers likely by midday. Temps in the upper 50s on Monday with scattered showers, and Tuesday, 60. Right now in Richland Center, west winds are 5 to 7 miles per hour, and our midnight reading is the same as right now. Our overnight low and the current reading, 35 degrees. That's a look at weather today, Thursday, April 4th. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
I live one day at a time. I dream one
at a time.
Yesterday's dead and tomorrow is blind, and I live one day at a time. Guess that you're surprised to see me back at home, but you know how much I miss you when I'm gone. Don't ask how long I plan to stay, it never crossed my mind. I live one day at a time. See that sparrow fly across the cloudy sky, searching for a patch of sunlight. So am I. Wish I didn't have to follow, and perhaps I won't in time. I live one day at a time. I live one day at a time. I dream one dream at a time. Yesterday's dead and tomorrow is blind, and I live one day at a time. I live one day at a time.
We start the day in a positive way with Willie Nelson, One Day at a Time. Michael Austin officially began our broadcast day with the national anthem. It is 7 minutes after five. I would guess today will be a little bit quieter than yesterday, but we're here for you if there are some announcements that need to be made about the commute and whatnot. But it certainly was an inclement day yesterday, all day. You know, and it really felt like it never stopped snowing until the evening. And it wasn't hard. It wasn't snow that was really accumulating much, at least here, but it was just always there. And the roads were certainly a little bit tricky yesterday, too, real spotty. And even later in the day, as I was tooling around for the first time, I was here most of the day, but driving around a little bit later on, as the temperatures cooled, there were some areas, especially side roads, where that water was kind of turning to ice, and that's always a concern. One of these days, we'll have to abandon our winter driving skills and get to the spring and summer driving. And one of these days, I'll have to officially hang up my winter coat for the season. But that might be a while yet. Got to call a few baseball games out there and normally use my winter coat until about May 30th or so. Let's get it going. Here's Merle Haggard.
For years I've been busting my rear to make a living, but it ain't made. For years I've been trying to pay off my bills, but they ain't paid. I owe every dime I make to every soul I know. The higher up I reach, the farther down I go. This old broken back of mine is all I've got to show. And anyway, a working man can't get nowhere today. Lord, a working man can't get nowhere today. A working man ain't got no time to play. Today I work my fanny off and leave it lay. My income tax and
and the government gives back what I got coming. Law, but it ain't much. I pay my child support, 'cause I'm a law-abiding sort and an easy touch. Did I starve myself to death trying to keep my family fed? I keep my budget tight trying to get myself ahead, but I'll still be deep in debt the day that I fall dead. That's why I say, Lord, a working man can't get nowhere today. Well, a working man can't get nowhere today. A working man ain't got no time to play. Tonight I'll work my fanny, old man, leave it lay. A working man can't get nowhere today.
On his shirt when he comes home, and he wonders if she knows that he's done wrong. She dried her eyes and she combed her hair, and she's smiling by the time he's there, 'cause she's been loving just one man too long. She knows he's lying, but she's trying her best to never let it show that she's been
Houston on the Light in the Mail Cow Show, 5:13 the time. And a reminder from Community Calendar today, a spring estate sale gets underway at Holy Cross St. Barnabas Parish, located at 410 Kramer Street in Mazamani, today from 8 until 6, Friday 8 until 5, Saturday from 8 until noon. Items available include like new furniture, decorative items, linens, kitchenware, a wide variety of clothing, books, toys, puzzles, collectibles, and much more. And meet the candidates for the 3rd Congressional District. Economic Equity Now of Richland County will host question and answer sessions. The next will feature Rebecca Cook, coming up at 5:30 today at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A few reminders today from the Community Calendar. Well, both of our pro-Milwaukee teams lost yesterday and last night. Boy, the Bucks are a head-scratcher, that's for sure. But anyway, we'll check sports coming up in a few minutes. Here's Ray Stevens.
Look at me, I'm as helpless as kitten love dreaming. I'm walking on a cloud, I can't understand love. I missed it holding your hand. I walked my way. And a thousand violins began to play. Oh, it might be the sound of your hello. That music I hear, though, I missed it the moment you need. You can say that you're leading me on. In love. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want. Too much in love.
We're getting a little misty this morning on WRCO, the Light in the Mill Cow Show. It's 17 past 5. That forecast for today, the new one from Tony Schumacher calling for 43, mostly cloudy, breezy, and still cool. Stray flurries and sprinkles possible through midday. It's still going to be a real picnic. North winds 12 to 22 today. 27 for a low tonight. And tomorrow it starts to maybe straighten up a little bit. 45 and sunny, and north winds around 10. Right now it's 35 degrees. Bosque Belle is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Bosque Belle Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Clare Bank is a strong community bank with 8 locations, including Bosque Belle. Clare Bank's motto is, "We can do that." Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bosque Belle Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you with excellent service. A dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. And Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin.
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
Today's Look at Sports is up next and courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Jackson Churio became the youngest player in 6 years to hit a home run, but it wasn't enough for the Milwaukee Brewers, who lost to the Minnesota Twins 7-3 as Ryan Jeffers hit a tie-breaking three-run drive to cap off a five-run seventh inning. Reese Hoskins also in deep for the Brewers, who lost their first game of the year after a 4-0 start. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, there were some postponements. Detroit at the Mets and Atlanta at the White Sox. Angels 10-2 over Miami. Yankees 6-5 winners against Arizona. In the National League, Cincinnati 4, Philadelphia 1. San Diego 3-2 over St. Louis. Washington 5, Pittsburgh 3. The Cubs were winners. They eked one out over Colorado 9-8. And the Dodgers 5-4 over San Francisco. In the American League, Texas 4, Tampa Bay 1. Baltimore 4-3 over Kansas City. Boston beat Oakland 1-0. Cleveland 8, Seattle 0. Houston 8-0 over Toronto. The Milwaukee Bucks continue to stumble. Jaren Jackson Jr. scored 35 to lead the Grizzlies to a 111-101 victory over the Bucks. The Bucks lost for the fourth time in the past five games as they faltered while trying to hold on to the number two seed in the Eastern Conference, with the playoffs coming up later this month. Elsewhere, yesterday in the NBA, Portland 89, Charlotte 86. The Lakers 125 and Washington 120. Atlanta 121, Detroit 113. Boston 135, Oklahoma City 100. Brooklyn 115, Indiana 111. Minnesota 133, Toronto 85. Phoenix 122, Cleveland 101. Orlando beat New Orleans 117. 108. From the NHL, Tampa Bay 4-1 over Toronto, the Rangers 4, New Jersey 3, Los Angeles 5-2 over Seattle, Dallas 5, Edmonton 0, Vancouver 2-1 over Arizona.
Cord & Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
5:21, and it is aerobic polka time. Got to get stretched out a little bit here. All right, it's time for our morning workout. Yes, here we go. And dads and the aerobic polka beat there. That is, of course, the Bill Bailey polka. Won't You Come Home, Bill Bailey, also known in 2024 as Won't You Come Home, Hank Bray. But nonetheless, hey, good to have you along here for the Light in the Milk House show. We're about 5 minutes away from farm news and markets today. And no school announcements to read today. It should be all right. It should be a go. And we were told yesterday that especially the higher elevations, the ridges, were not very nice yesterday to drive across. That was part of the problem yesterday. And so maybe it was the last day of cancellations and delays for the year, but yeah, well, we always say that. I don't know. I stopped thinking that we'll have that chance sometime about mid-May, but you never know. Springs are so funny in Wisconsin, and covering high school sports through the years, I just think about some of the coldest times of my life. And one of the worst ever was like May 15th. We were at a game at Nishan Park in Reedsburg some years ago, and it was nasty cold. And so, you know, I was thinking about, well, so soon it's going to break, but it will, but we still have some days in which Phil gets a little grumpy, you know, but what do you do? What do you do? Here's Alan Jackson.
If you want to drive a big limousine, I'll buy the longest one you've ever seen. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. If you want to own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, I'm a fool, fool for you. It may take a while, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, well, I've got it. If it's money you want, then I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. And if you wanna own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Yeah, I'm a fool, fool for you. It may take a while, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, then I've got it. If it's money you want, well, I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
Where you gone in such a hurry? Don't you think it's time you realized there's a whole lot more to life than work and worry? All the sweetest things in life are free, and they're right before your eyes. But you got to stop and smell the roses. You got to count your many blessings. Morning in the city. Well, did you spend some time with your family? Did you kiss your wife and tell her that she's pretty? Did you take your children to your breast and love them tenderly?
You got to stop and smell the roses. You got to count your many blessings. Stop and smell the roses.
take a walk through the forest. Stop and dream a while among the trees. Well, you can look up through the leaves right straight to heaven. And you can almost hear the voice of God in each and every breeze. But you got to stop and smell the roses. You got to count so many blessings every day. You want to find your way to heaven. It's a rough and rocky road. If you're going to stop and smell.
Some advice from Mac Davis on the Light in the Milk House show. 43 later today with a few stray flurries and sprinkles possible through midday. It's 35 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
More dollars for conservation programs. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, the USDA is making $1.5 billion available to help farmers advance conservation and climate-smart agriculture. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the funds come from the Farm Bill and the Inflation Reduction Act.
We expect and anticipate roughly 50% of those resources being invested in the critical conservation areas that have been designated under the RCPB program, of which the Upper Mississippi River Basin is one of the eight so classified. The other will be based on individual state and multiple state applications.
Speaking to Brownfield following a farmer roundtable discussion in Mankato, Minnesota Wednesday, Vilsack said USDA is responding to unprecedented demand for the Regional Conservation Partnership Program.
We make it easier for them to apply for multiple grants. We streamline the process for supplemental agreements as contracts are entered. We are going to provide some technical assistance and some training.
Vilsack says the deadline to apply is July 2nd. A Southeast Iowa turkey producer says the need for biosecurity is at an all-time high as more cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza are popping up across the country. Brownfield's Brett Barnett has more.
Tim Meyer raises 60,000 turkeys per year in Henry County.
It's brought in by foot or brought in by a tire or a wheel or something like that. Typically, it's not a bird-to-bird contact. It has to do with feces and the moving into the building that's carried in.
He tells Brownfield clean clothing for disinfected facilities is key.
Coveralls are a good thing, too. Boots are the number one thing that a person can do.
Meyer says no cases have been detected on his farm.
It's definitely something we're very cautious of, very aware of this time of year as we go through the spring.
I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
The USDA says 244 million broiler-type eggs entered incubators. That's a drop of 1.4 million on the week, but still up 1% on the year. The start of April has brought much-needed moisture across the Corn Belt, and more is likely on the way. Climatologist Eric Snodgrass with Nutrient Ag Solutions says the first half of the month should remain wet.
Can we have more systems following it? I think before we get to the middle of this month, there are at least three decently sized low-pressure systems that are going to roll through the midsection of the United States.
But he tells Brownfield the outlook for spring planting improves.
I think the coldest out west, with the Rockies being so packed up with snow, the Sierra Nevada so packed up with snow, and the fact fact that the Pacific Jet keeps sending troughs of low pressure over the mountains means that they curl up once they get past the Rockies. They draw in that moisture, and given that there's plenty of instability in the lower atmosphere, we're able to just get these things to pop.
Snodgrass says the stormy start to April is also a good reminder to be weather aware this spring. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitech and Veltima fungicide from BASF.
The residual of the product, we can get a lot longer window coverage out of one application rather than two more timely applications. That's one thing that we work with fungicides now after tar spot's gotten a lot more common, and we're better able to fight off the diseases with the fungicide application.
I just believe that Veltima and Revitech are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now.
Yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. Yeah, well, just give it a try. I mean, the first year that we tried it, we had a neighbor come over and make a drone application on just 10 acres.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aders and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. And I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Think spring and stop by Aders and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
A start to the week's direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity did develop Wednesday. There was a very light scattered round of business that took place in the north. Dress deals had a range of $295 to $296.50. That's $3.50 to $5 below the prior week's weighted averages. Asking prices in the south were around $188 plus live. Look for significant trade volume to develop over the balance of the week. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steers over 450 pounds were $4 to $8 higher. Heifers over 500 pounds sold steady to $5 higher. Lighter weight steer and heifer calves were $3 to $6 lower. The USDA says demand was good and it improved throughout the day on that light supply. Medium and large one feeder steers 503 to 547 pounds brought $320 to $340. Feeder steers 555 to 599 pounds brought $306 to $330. Medium and large one feeder heifers 503 to 546 pounds brought $272.50 to $290. Boxed beef closed lower with light demand for solid offerings. Choice down 286 at 301.30. Select closed 208 lower at 296.92. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down nearly 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a moderate negotiated run. Processors got more aggressive in their procurement efforts Wednesday and bid up to move needed numbers. Demand continues to be a bright spot, both on the global market and the recent pop in domestic demand. Both are supportive to prices. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights, which are down slightly on the week and even on year-ago levels. Barrels and gilts at the national daily direct closed $1.33 higher with a weighted average of 86.04. The Iowa Minnesota was $1.90 higher with a weighted average of 86.40. The Western Corn Belt up $1.72 with a weighted average of 86.43. Pork values closed lower, down $2.30 at $94.83. Ribs, loins, and bellies are sharply lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 491,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up nearly 15,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were lower, pressured by lower box beef and waiting for direct business to develop, and lean hog futures into the day higher, supported by demand optimism. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Any lender can tell you about banking, but few know the business ins and outs of farming and ranching. That's where Compere Financial stands apart. We are here with unparalleled ag industry expertise, a forward-thinking mindset to identify your challenges and opportunities, and the ability to support smart decision-making for your operation. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Archie Lumber isn't just your building supply superstore. They offer a number of construction services for every type of job. Their drafting team can provide you with a set of house plans that includes front, back, left, and right views, as well as floor, foundation, and wall section detail plans. When you purchase your materials from Archie Lumber, you're eligible to receive these plans at a discount. When you're ready to build an addition or a new home altogether, call Archie Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Most direct cash cattle markets were quiet on Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are up on short covering support, with May beans 8.25 higher at 11.82 and a quarter, and July up 7.5 at 11.95 and a quarter. May corn is up 5.25 at 4.31 and three quarters. July was 4 higher at 4.45. Live and feeder cattle were lower, with box beef down at midday. June live was 77 lower at 175.60, and August was down 42 at 172.70. May feeders were 227 lower at 242.57. And hogs were supported by pork demand expectations, even with the cutout value down at midday. June lean was $1.02 higher at 104.75, and July was $1.32 at 106.92. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A dairy industry women's group focuses on mental health and maybe allowing guys in the group. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You met Laura Daniels in yesterday's show. While she downplays the fact, Daniels was the original force behind starting the Dairy Girl Network. 10 years later, this organization of women in the dairy industry has two big initiatives going.
One is called Stronger Together, which is our initiative around rural mental health. We believe that women are many times the ones who are more likely to be concerned or more likely to take action and help people get the resources that they need when it comes to their mental health. So we're really incredibly proud that we've been a leader in the dairy industry when it comes to that. We're also embarking on a new initiative called Include, and this is where we want to bring the dairy industry more resources when it comes to inclusion.
Daniels explains further.
many times when we have a women's group, we think that it's only for women. And one of the objectives that we're looking forward to within Dairy Girl Network is continuing to find ways to bring all leaders in the dairy business into the fold so that they can all help create more opportunity for people within our industry.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
A market advisor says the butter price is higher thanks to a little buyer anxiety. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Katie Burgess with EverAg tells Brownfield Tuesday's $2.92 price was a new year-to-date high for the spot market, and she says the butter futures market is projecting record high monthly prices for the next 6 months.
Futures trading up over above $3, and I think that's just a hangover from last year. That last year we saw record high butter prices on top of what had been record high butter prices even the year before.
Burgess says buyers of butter are adding to their inventories now to avoid the high prices later. She says as they're picking up futures contracts, it's providing support to the market. Burgess says the Tuesday Global Dairy Trade event also had high butter prices, which could discourage U.S. buyers from importing butter.
It doesn't really make sense to do that. So hopefully that means from a producer perspective, these values can stay elevated because it's not like we're going to be flooding the market with cheap imported fat.
Burgess says there's still a considerable amount of butter in storage. Milk futures were lower in the cash dairy markets mixed Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April Class 3 milk down 5 cents at 1542, May down 5 cents at 1564, June down 6 to 1632, July down 8 cents at 1708. August through February contracts range from unchanged in October, December, and January to 4 cents lower in August and November. Wednesday's Class 3 trade volume was slightly higher with 2,598 contracts. Dry away was down a penny at 38 cents with one sale. 40-pound cheese blocks down half a cent to 144, seven sales there. Barrels went down a quarter of a cent to 145, two sales. Butter continued to rise up 2 cents at 294 with 11 sales. Now I've had dry milk up a penny at 114. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Tonight's forecast calls for highs of 43 with some stray flurries. Looks like north winds will pick up to between 12 and 22 miles per hour later. Decreasingly cloudy tonight, a low of 27. Tomorrow sunny and quiet and a high of 45. In Richland Center, the air is calm after an early reading today of 35. Looks like we're inching toward 36. No, we're still 35. All right, 35 degrees. Current reading here on a Thursday, April 4th. And it is an on-time morning. There are no delays or cancellations. It's a little quieter here this morning. I have time to eat my banana this morning.
I I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you, because you're mine. I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine. I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide, because you're mine. I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
Strength and bless this house, this family of mine. Thank you, Lord, for my job down at the factory. We got more than some, at least I've got a job down at the factory.
Kenny Rogers down at the factory on the Light in the Milk House show. A look at weather is coming up here this morning. We hope you're doing all right today. Drive carefully on your way out and about. Again, it is an on-time morning.
All gather round, friends. Why hurry? Let's all stay a little longer.
See my blue-eyed Sally, she lives away down on Shinbone Alley. The number on the gate, the number on the door, and the next house over is the grocery store. Stay all night, stay a little longer, dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat, throw it in the corner, don't see why you don't stay a little longer. Cause the bridge washed out at the bottom of the hill.
Right,
big
Tommy.
Creek's up and the big creek's level. Plow my corn with the double shovel. Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer. In the window, singing to my love. The slop bucket fell from the window above. Mule and the grasshopper eating ice cream. Mule got sick and my lady moaned the bean. Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer. Your gal and pat her on the head. If she don't like biscuits, feed her cornbread. The girls on the big creek about half grown. They jump on a man like a dog on a bone. Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer. Dance a little longer, pull off your coat, throw it in the corner, don't see why you don't stay a little longer.
Bob Wills and the band on the Milk House Show. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
We're having a bit of trouble connecting with Tony Schumacher this morning. We can tell you that it's going to be a bit drier day, but a little bit blustery still in southwest Wisconsin after a couple of inches of snow the day before, an inch or so of the mix of precipitation yesterday. Not a lot of accumulation, but it snowed most of the day. For today, a high of 43 with north winds at 12 to 22. Decreasing clouds tonight with frost and a low of 27. And Friday looks a little better, sunny and quiet and a high of 45. For Friday night, a low of 25. Then by the weekend, maybe it improves a little bit. Sunny and seasonal, a high of 54. Sunday, 48 with breezy conditions and rain likely. Now, the first of next week looks pretty nice with a few showers off and on Monday and Tuesday, but temperatures near 60 each day. Richland County Bank is very proud of its tradition, but the bank has a sharp focus on the future. The Hometown Savers Club helps young people learn about the importance of saving money. Youth ages 13 to 18 are eligible to open a Hometown Savers Club account. Richland County Bank encourages young people to make regular deposits regardless of size. Each time a $10 deposit is made to a Hometown Savers Club account, you'll receive a bonus card stamp. Once you have filled your bonus card with $100 in deposits, you may choose a gift certificate from one of the participating merchants as a thanks for being wise and saving money. Richland County Bank knows learning to save money now will make it much easier later.